Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The right fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Stone. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss takes first base on ball four. Bell moves to second. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy misplays the ball. That's an error on Duffy. Kelly moves to third. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Duffy fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Kelly scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Melton moves to second. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein strikes out. Two outs. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly who is chasing the ball. Broemer reaches third base with a triple. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Broemer scores. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bell is hit by the pitch. Duffy moves to second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duffy scores. Bell moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Chambliss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sharp. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. Gamble goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Indians. Eddie Fisher now pitching. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sharp throws the ball into Leon, who tags Ellis trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Chambliss scores. It's 5-1, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Broemer hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gamble is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-1 in the game. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharp hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Broemer. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Orta applying the tag. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hairston. Duffy reaches second base with a double. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 2 in the game. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Horta moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of spikes. May reaches second base with a double. Horta scores. Hairston moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 2 in the game. Muser hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 2 in the game. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a line drive towards short. Leon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chambliss for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Leon strikes out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 3 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spikes moves to second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 3 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spikes moves to third. Hendrick moves to second. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Brohmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spikes scores. Hendrick moves to third. It's 6-2, Indians. Dave Baldwin now pitching. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann fires to third and picks off Hendrick. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hairston. Duffy reaches second base with a double. Brohmer goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baldwin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing right field. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spikes. Melton reaches second base with a double. Hairston goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3 Indians. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 3 in the game. Muser hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sharp. Gamble reaches second base with a double. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Gamble trying to get to home. Sharp throws the ball into Leon, who relays the ball to Hermann, who tags Gamble, who's trying to score from second, for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 3 in the game. Sharp hits a fly ball into left field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Leon hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.